Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey, it's Mukundan from Data and AI with Mukundan. Have you ever written something that looked right, sounded right, but just didn't feel right? Like you hit publish on a blog post, and instead of that warm glow of, yes, I nailed this, you feel kind of hollow? I've been there multiple times. So one day I just stopped guessing, and I built an AI to tell me the truth. This is a story of how I exposed the emotional blind spots in my writing using artificial intelligence. It's a part emotional wake-up call, part tech deep dive, and all very, very personal. So stay with me here. So I'd just written a 1500-word blog post. I did everything right. I outlined it. I edited it, reworked the sentences. My grammar was solid. My ideas were clear, but after all that work, something felt off. You know that feeling when someone smiles at you, but their eyes don't? That's what my writing felt like. On paper, it was fine, but emotionally disconnected. Distant, in fact. And it scared me, because why wouldn't it, right? Because I wasn't trying to be cold. I was trying to connect. Deeply. So I asked myself the question that would change everything. What if I'm not writing too poorly, but too impersonally? And that thought haunted me until I did something kind of crazy. So I built an AI app to tell me the emotional truth my words were hiding. So if you don't know me already from my previous work, I built a ton of little AI apps, I would call it. So these are like just simple AI apps that I use to make my life better, because I think AI is here to help make us reach unbelievable heights. It's here to make our life really easy. And you know, building an application using AI, that is just my way of, you know, using AI to benefit my life. And I'm hoping to help others do the same, right? So that's what I did here. I built an AI app to tell me the emotional truth that my words in my blog post were hiding. So here's what I built. It's a simple Python-based app. It uses Streamlit library in the backend, but it analyzes the tone of what you write, paragraph by paragraph, right? One model is from Hugging Face, which is a website where you get like these amazing open sourced models to use. So it could be something like image to text classifier. So basically, image to text conversion. So something where you want to convert an image to text or text to an image, the Hugging Face website would give you these models to use, which are open source. And it could be someone from Facebook or could be someone from Airbnb, for example, right? They could be open sourcing these models and making them available to you so that you can use it to build that amazing text to image classifier or text to image converter that I know you can. So in this case, I've used this model from Hugging Face, like I mentioned. It detects emotions. It detects joy, frustration, sadness, excitement. And the other I used was GPT-4, which is the latest, one of the latest at this point. GPTs from ChatGPT. It at this point, I think it would be a bit more older. But I mean, yeah, it is a GPT by ChatGPT. It tells me what tone it hears, whether it's confident, apologetic, casual, or robotic. Yeah, if those don't match up, the app flags it. That's the emotional mismatch. And that's where my writing is betraying me, right? I ran my blog through it, and paragraph by paragraph, I saw it. My intro was meant to be uplifting, but it read uncertain. My conclusion was supposed to feel powerful, but the AI called it resigned. And I had to sit with that because it was right. So I used that feedback to rewrite the post, not just for clarity, but for that connection. That's when my writing started to feel like me again. So here's where I went deeper, right? I wanted the tone detector to know me, to know my quirks, my voice, my style. So I trained a model to use my own writing. So I labeled these paragraphs as this is neutral, or this feels warm, or this is trying too hard. Then I fine-tuned a model on those labels. Now, when I run new writing through it, it doesn't just judge me based on these generic emotion categories. It checks if my writing sounds like me. Not like a perfect writer, but like a real one. And that's when something magical happened. My blog started getting more comments like, this really spoke to me. I wasn't trying harder. It's just, I was trying to be real. And being real is what helps you connect with people, right? And surprisingly, AI got me there. So here's what I learned. We spend hours tweaking grammar, structure, word choice. But if the tone's off, none of it lands. Tone is invisible, but it is everything. It's why a helpful email feels condescending. Right? It's why a passionate tweet sounds arrogant. It's why your heartfelt blog sounds robotic. Yeah, I just do this robot voice. So we are blind to our own emotional inconsistencies. But AI, it doesn't flinch. It reflects. It shows us our blind spots. And if we are brave enough to look, it can help us connect in ways we didn't even know we were missing. So let me ask you something. When was the last time you asked your words how they feel? You asked how your words felt exactly, right? And previously, I was just trying to give these words a person. I mean, a feeling of a person. But like, if you asked how your words felt to people, or maybe to yourself, just ask that to yourself. Not just what you said, but what you meant and how it actually landed. So you can try building the app that I have linked in the show notes. So the whole code is on there. You should be able to build it yourself. It's pretty easy and it's free, obviously. Free with the Medium membership. Just copy paste a paragraph of your writing into ChatGPT and ask, what is the emotional tone of this paragraph? And you might be shocked. You might be validated. But either way, you'll be more aware. Because that's what makes great communication today. Not perfection, not even cleverness, but honest, emotionally resonant connection. Hey, so that's all for this episode. But if this resonated with you, please share this episode with a friend who writes, blogs, or speaks for a living. Better yet, share it with someone whose words matter. Because the world doesn't need more content. It needs more felt truth. It needs more truth. It needs people to be more themselves. And thanks for listening to Data Nia with Mukundan. And see you in the next one.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.